What about something that big and black that people often have in the backyard that might be used for boiling water to put clothes in?
Oh, yes, a wash pot.
Maybe they were of different shapes. Have you seen?
Yes.
What about a container that you would plant some sort of flower in?
You mean a flower pot?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe that you would, a container that you put cut flowers in. What would
you
call
it? Vase?
What if you had more than one of those objects to put cut flowers in?
A pair of vases.
Yep.
What are the eating utensils that you put at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
In the silver place setting.
What different items did you have?
Me knife, fork, spoon.
Okay. If you had more than one knife, what would you call it?
Knives.
Okay. And if you had, say, steak, and you had to use something especially sharp, what would you put by each plate?
A steak knife.
If, say, the dishes are all dirty, say it's almost supper time, before we have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must
wash the silver, wash the dishes.
And after you wash the dishes, then you, what would you do with them?
Rinse, then dry them.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag that you use in drying them?
Dish towel.
And what do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
The washcloth.
And what about after bathing? What do you use to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
The faucet.
Is that the same, use that same term, say, in the yard?
Yes, unless you want to be technical and call it the silcock.
The silcock. What about, say, if you had a wagon, something that you might have to roll off of it, or maybe, say, on a picnic, people used to buy flour in what kind of container? Long years ago.
You mean a barrel?
What about, what did molasses come in? When did you ever see it come in large quantities, or lard in large quantities?
No, only in old movies.
Okay. What do you use to, say, to enable you to pour water into a small, narrow-mouthed bottle?
You mean a funnel?
Right. And what do you know of that people use to urge the horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy, say?
Crop.
Okay. What else to drive the horses? Same term you might use them, we might use with, you know, if they hit the child, they might say they had to
coax.
Well, if they were hitting the child, they had to
punish.
And the same term that you'd use with the horse. I think you said, like, or say with eggs, or with.
You mean beet?
No. Or with butter, sometimes it has been treated a certain way.